Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and it's time once again to go behind enemy lines presented by Gatorade and to preview the Color Rush matchup this Thursday night against the New York Giants. Let's bring in Michael Eisen from Giants.com. Now, Michael, the Giants have very quietly won 8 of their last 9 games. And I say a lot of it is due to the defense, where in the last 2 games, this unit led by Steve Spagnuolo, who we're very familiar with in Philadelphia, has only allowed 13 points. Who has been the biggest catalyst for this defensive unit?
Well, when you say biggest, literally, it would be Snacks Harrison, the nose tackle. He's about 350 pounds, and he's been terrific in the middle of the defense. Not only is he playing very well, but if you talk to the defensive players and even the team as a whole, he's really been a leader. And he's one of the guys who came in the offseason as a free agent and really upgraded the defense. And the others, Olivier Vernon, Janoris Jenkins, Keenan Robinson, they've all made a difference. But if you're asking me for one guy, I would say it's Damon Harrison.
Michael, you mentioned Janoris Jenkins. He left the game Sunday against the Lions with a back injury. His status is up in the air for Thursday night. How much of a hit will that be for the Giants secondary if he's not able to go?
Well, long term, it would be a huge hit. Short term, Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie, who you're certainly familiar with in Philadelphia, he made a touchdown-saving tackle on a play he admitted he got beat on, and he also had the game-clinching interception. He's a veteran. He knows how to play. He's actually played very well in a reduced role this year. He can certainly step up if Janoris doesn't play this week. Long-term, though, you certainly can't afford to lose, or you don't want to lose one of your best defensive players, and Janoris has been that all season.
Pugh returned to a lineup in the win over Detroit. How much does that help not only the offensive line, but the entire offensive unit as a whole?
Well, it helped. We ran for 114 yards against the Lions. That was our third highest rushing total of the season. The last 2 weeks, I mean, Justin wasn't there last week, but we finally got our time percentage up at about half the game. So Justin is a big part of that. He's one of our best linemen. And I think a helpful byproduct is that he's next to Eric Flowers, and Eric Flowers had a better game yesterday than he had last Sunday night. So Justin certainly upgrades the line.
Michael, last question for you here. You've covered this team for a number of years. From a big picture standpoint, the way the Giants have performed at this point of the season, do you think that they can make a deep run into the postseason similar to the way the team did in 2007 and 2011 when they won the Super Bowl?
I do. To me, you know, everyone lumps the 2007 and 2011 teams together. To me, they were very different teams. You know, 2007, the defense under Steve Spagnuolo came on, just got better and better and better throughout the season, which is what we're seeing now. The 2011 team finished 9-7 and really surprised everybody. And I think we're surprising everybody now like we did in 2011. But I believe if you have a defense like we have now, one that the last 2 weeks is limiting teams to less than 10 points, you always have a chance to win. I do think at some point we're going to need to get more out of our offense, more scoring, more rushing than we have. But Bill Parcells always said, as long as you have a strong defense, you have a chance in any game. And with our defense, we will have a chance in any game we play, anywhere against any opponent.
It's going to be a fun one on Thursday night at the Link. Michael Eisen from Giants.com, thank you very much for taking us behind enemy lines, presented by Gatorade here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Behind Enemy Lines is presented by Gatorade. Win from within.